Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Figuring another thing I'm doing that's bugging me, and I'm sure a lot of adults feel this way once in a while.
It's probably bugging us too.
You get into too much adult stuff in a row, and you just—it's called responsibility, and and it wears on you because even though you are a responsible man and take care of stuff, you You realize you've been doing that a lot, and you don't ever do anything you want to do. And I think I'm in one of those huge, long stretches of, I like what I do on the side with my family, but it's like I just don't have any,
any me time.
Yeah, I'm not rolling around of, I'm not, no me time.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I would do, because I'd have to go somewhere.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's the key about me time.
Tell me what
I don't know.
What we're supposed to do during...
All we take was one night, just one night.
During me time.
I don't know. I wish I could go see a cool band I wanted to see, but, that doesn't happen.
Nah.
There's no cool bands anymore.
Well,
I'm not even touring.
There are some nice bands who are local that we don't know.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't care about that.
Oh, you want to
fly to... I want to see a cover band. I'll watch the Foo Fighters. What?
You want to fly to Minneapolis and go see Greta Van Fleet?
That'd be something
that
cool.
That kind of thing.
That was a good me time thing for you. Of course, you're with somebody, your wife.
But
that's okay. You got out of town.
I like spending time
with
her.
You got time, yeah. You say that on the microphone. I'm talking about me time. I'm talking about truly me time. Nobody ever on your side saying anything to you at all.
He says he likes spending time with her, but he asked me to go with him before her.
I didn't think she'd be interested.
Yes, you did.
I can understand that.
if it involves a trip, she's all for it.
They sound like Zeppelin. Yeah.
I just remember, I found somebody to go with me. Who's that? My wife. Oh, that's a good option.
Well, you never know. You're right. You're afraid to ask them. You're always afraid to ask somebody what they want to do. You can ask a dude to do anything, and he'll say yes or no, but... The girls will say, your wife will say,
I suppose it could.
And you don't want an unwilling participant in one of your me time trips.
No.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
Drag you
down. Let's not do that. I don't want to do that. Do we have to go to the show? That's why we flew here.
Could have gone golfing yesterday. It was actually nice.
I don't know.
For a change.
Yeah. That would just frustrate me more. Craig, how you doing today?
Yeah, golf is not what you want to do when you need to feel good about yourself.
I don't take it that seriously anyway. I think people that do are dumb. Hacks that do are dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, regular golfers are smart, but if you're a hack and you take it too seriously, then you're just still a hack who's pissed off at a golf course, That's just dumb.
That's not why you go golfing.
Exactly. You should, I had a pro tell me years ago, you're not good enough to be, you don't play enough to be mad. And just a great line. And that was from a pro golfer, a guy that was actually beating Tiger in the U.S. Open in the first round years back. What was his name, Todd?
Oh, Justin somebody.
Yeah.
He led the first round of the U.S. Open.
Yeah, that was his claim
to
fame.
A year before we played him.
The Pro-Am.
The Web.com tour.
And I sliced one into the trees. I sliced one into a house, and he was yelling, hit it. That's what he was yelling it out loud.
Yeah.
And and you heard a roof go, koosh. And I start laughing. He goes, how often do you play? I said, not enough. He goes, I told him exactly how many times I play. And he goes, you don't play enough to get mad. I said, thank you.
Well, that was a lesson that I always take to heart. Mark Lundholm learned that here. Our comedian friend, Mark Lundholm.
Yeah, he doesn't even drink.
Yeah, when he was first learning the game. And
these, adults that learn the game. So you and I learned it when we were 12 or 13.
Yeah.
You know? Adults that learn the game think they're going to be good at it.
Right.
They do. I knew guys that picked up the game as adults and think, oh, I'm an athlete. I can do this. Nah, you suck.
Because there were good athletes. Yeah. They think they're going to pick it up pretty quickly. But he didn't. And he had a bit of a temper. I think he's calmed down a little bit since.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was cursing and throwing clubs.
Yeah.
And the old guy he was golfing with just told him, listen. And he didn't know him from anybody.
Right.
But he just said, listen, you're not good enough to get mad.
There you go.
And I've taken that one to heart. So I've calmed down ever since. I've kind of put that into my philosophy.
You hit another five balls anyway.
Yeah.
You know, pull up the knee sleeve and just go to town. Craig, do you ever get pissed off at disc golf? Like, yeah, you're not good enough to be good at that.
Yeah, do you throw the bag down? No.
I call it disc golf. We actually call it golf on the show. But
have you ever seen a guy just take his whole bag of discs and throw them in the water?
Yeah,
I have not. I have not. But apparently that's a penalty.
Well, what do you care? Yeah. You're quitting anyway.
You will occasionally hear stories
of
ball golfers that do that.
Yeah. Idiots.
Yeah. You occasionally
You'll see them on ads and whatnot.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You'll see it happen.
Throwing a club in there.
Yeah.
Now, once in a while, you'll see a pro.
A club in the water last night.
A pro going to a tizzy. But that's pretty rare.
But once again, they get paid.
Yeah. They have a reason to get mad.
And they are good enough.
They are good enough to get mad.
Right.
I don't think he's pleased.
And when they make a bad shot, that costs some money.
What happened?
I don't think he's pleased. How was your Monday night, Craig? Or two? What is today? Wednesday?
Yeah,
I saw it was Tuesday.
My Monday night was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't watch the Home Run Derby on Monday.
Okay, well, this is Wednesday. That's not confusing anybody, including ourselves.
I didn't watch the All-Star game last night.
Neither did I. I didn't care.
Oh, it went into an extra inning.
Didn't care.
Yeah, I had it on in the background. You know, the default for me lately when there's really not a lot of TV I'm interested in is either sports.
So you can pay attention to something else. Yeah.
Or I'll fire up Jeopardy. In fact, let me run this one by, and let's see if you give me the right answer here.
We didn't
rehearse this one, so I learned during Jeopardy yesterday, it was an animal category, monkeys specifically.
Yep.
There's a species of monkey called the crab-eating macaque. And then you say,
what's your favorite monkey?
No, that's not it.
Man, I got too much sleep last night.
You did.
What's the line? You're going to write it down?
And you're supposed to say this.
Okay. What's a crab?
You need to form your answer in the form of a question.
No.
Oh, yeah. So it's not a cock. Macaque.
A rooster.
It's a rooster. Okay.
Emphasis on the punctuation.
Can you write like Craig does upside down?
Yeah, if you can understand that. Are you aware there's a species of monkey called a crab-eating macaque?
There's a crab-eating macaque?
Yeah,
I get it.
There you go. That's what you're supposed to say.
Smooth like butter.
Somebody should tell me about that. You think I'd feel that? All right. We'll clean that up in post.
That worked out real well.
Our editors. So we have new editors here. Our syndication. They can tighten that up and make it sound great. How you doing, mister? I already asked you that, right?
Still doing great.
Okay, you're still doing great.
Yeah.
Good.
Are you aware there's a species of monkey called a crab-eating macaque?
There's a crab-eating macaque?
There you go.
The second take was better.
Yeah, well,
we'll use that one.
Bada-bing.
So I didn't watch the All-Star game. One of the teams won.
Yeah.
In extra innings.
And that, like I said, it doesn't even matter anymore.
The team that
even though we didn't like that rule about home field advantage, you know.
Yeah, the team that went to bat first.
Yeah.
Won, I think.
The American League gets the win. They combined for a record 10 home runs. Good. Good for them.
Yep. Oh, there was a controversy, apparently.
There was.
Surrounding the Home Run Derby.
The ball has to hit the ground before you can pitch it again.
Which is crap.
That is so stupid. Because, first of all, if you jack the ball really high and it's going way out, you're penalized, technically, because you have to wait for it to land. So it's a stupid rule, and nobody cares. And Bryce Harper's dad threw the pitches quicker. And
no.
Who cares?
You should be able to fire in there as quickly as possible.
Waiting for it to land, it defeats the purpose of really jacking it hard.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really hit it high and way deep, it's going to take a while to land.
It's
it's out.
Run derby. If you go to a batting cage, they will
throw
a consistent pace.
Yes.
And you get a little rhythm going. And don't people want to see home runs during the home run derby?
It's a stupid rule.
So, get rid of that rule.
What did he hit? What did they say? 9 in the last minute?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Bam.
I don't care what.
Bam.
I don't care what's going on.
I don't care who you are. That's just.
He's still got to hit him out, and that's impressive.
Yeah, but you know, sports radio—they got to have this talk about something and make it sound important.
Oh hell, PTI had the commissioner of baseball.
Not
on
about that particular.
No, they brought that up.
Oh, they did. Okay,
but they gave him 8 minutes of the show.
They did bring that
to just
up.
Talk
they
about
did bring
baseball
up,
stuff.
You know, the defense shifting down.
I don't
with
like
all
that.
The,
I don't like that.
Pitch clocks
and
all. Yeah, just
they're never going to let the pitch.
I did
clock
like
go.
His take on, you know, why baseball players aren't prominent.
They're you not. They don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
They're you know, first of all, they're loaded.
Yeah, he said, I wish that my players were as active as the NBA guys.
Oh,
the
yeah.
NBA
they're loaded
guys
too, right.
Are all over social media, promoting themselves, promoting the game.
Showing that ass they're banging.
Baseball guys are just boring white guys.
Yep.
That's what they do. They do their and then they go in the off season and they hunt and fish with their buddies up in North Dakota.
Yeah, they're such necks.
Yeah.
They really are. A lot of them are just necks.
And...
Yeah.
Well, they either go to North Dakota to hunt, or they go back to
Here's
the Dominican
Republic.
Here's
another problem with why star baseball players can't be on social media, because they don't speak very good English.
Well, not those. Not the foreigners.
Yeah, because they had
the foreigners.
The shortstop, Linder, mic'd up.
Yep.
And, you know, they would talk to him from the booth and do a little interview, and he would answer their questions. But when he was John with his teammates, it was all Spanish.
Yep.
They were just talking Spanish. That's another problem. But I think
for us white guys,
red-blooded American white guys.
It's like the Asian chicks at the golf tournament. Too many of them.
Who was the manager that they thought had such personality?
The dude from the White Sox.
Yeah. I found him unintelligible.
Yeah.
Granted, he was fiery, but you couldn't understand him. I forget his name now. But yeah, there's a language problem there. You know, at least most of the guys in the NFL speak some form of broken English.
Ozzie Guillen.
Ozzie Guillen.
It's a different sport. Right?
Everybody loved, the media loved Ozzie Guillen. I couldn't frickin' understand him. he's so passionate. Well, and express that in a way I can understand.
I think he won him a World Series, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So what's new, Craig?
Well, there was an issue during the ball game last night.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, and macaque, too. Trebek says macaque.
That's not what it is.
Yeah.
Does he say Uranus? No, he says Uranus, right? We played Uranus before.
Yeah, I think he says that sometimes.
Does he say Uranus?
The contestant will say Uranus.
Nope, it's Uranus.
And then it should be wrong.
Yeah, you should. You should be disqualified on that one.
Yep. Urectum.
We'll accept that. The judges would accept that.
What was the controversy, Craig?
Well, Milwaukee Brewers reliever Josh Hader.
Oh,
he was out there pitching last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently during the ball game, or somehow, he didn't find out about this till the ball game was over. They found some old tweets of his.
Oh, is he a racist?
He was, he says.
Racist. Homophobe.
Homophobe.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Did I
just say a bunch of necks play that game? They really do, man.
They really do. He's the complete package.
Now then,
it's necks and Dominicans.
Now, his defense is youth and stupidity.
Okay, I don't know the guy personally, but if you can change, good. You can.
He's 24 now. He says these were put out when he was 17.
Okay.
And he says he does not.
People do make transitions
in
life.
And we know for a fact a lot of people don't, because you see it on social media today.
But
racist and homophobes.
Around that age, people do make a transition in life.
Right. And he says that is what he has done. He'd forgotten about these old things. It was some stupid 17-year-old that was saying these stupid things. He's sorry. You know, he's grown up since then.
You got to tell you.
He had Lorenzo Cain come over and talk to him quickly. Who is a veteran, and say, look, explain this to me real quick before you go talk to the media.
And so he explained it to Lorenzo Cain.
N bombs, what? N bombs and F bombs for the gays or what?
Yeah.
You can't read them. Good.
Yeah. He says one of them may have been just kind of repeating lyrics that he was listening to at the time. That was he did not mean that as an excuse.
All right.
He did not mean that as an excuse. He just said, you know, there's that too. Let's see. He wants, you know, there's some misogyny in here.
Well.
That he hates gay people is what it says.
Great.
Gay people freak me out is what he says.
Man, he's a douche then. I don't care. Well, okay. He's only 24 in high school. I mean, 6 years ago, he was saying the horrible things about gays and blacks.
Six years ago. 17-year-old
okay,
was.
I'll give the guy a break. If he's changed now, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah,
and I don't care.
And his teammate says, no, that,
if they know he's
that's
changed,
not this guy.
Okay.
That is not this guy.
Yeah, he hasn't said it today.
No.
Not like the dude for the Eagles that said it that day.
Right.
Oh, come on, you N-bombs, let's fight.
Riley Cooper
had to go back with that team that day. Basically.
Right. No one is saying that this guy is still this way.
All right.
They just found this stuff like, oh, man, look, I'm sorry. I didn't delete that. Yeah. I should have.
I apologize to the Jews.
Yes. Man. Basically, that's what he had to do.
But that's the right window. That's where I'll buy youthful indiscretion. I wasn't the same guy at 17 that I was at 24. I went through a lot.
Nobody
at 17,
is.
I might have been tweeting out.
I'll give you that crap. I'll let the guy change. I get it. But I don't think you were tweeting out N-bombs and anti-gay rhetoric.
No, probably
17.
Not.
And we were 17 a long
but
time
I,
ago.
At 17, I was probably disparaging potheads.
Well,
and then
you
then
would.
Then I am now.
This is fun. It says here that this kid's family was at the All-Star game last night. And as this story was starting to circulate through the game, they actually took off their jerseys with his name on the back.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing.
We don't want to be associated with you right now.
Man, that's crazy. That's too bad for the family, unless they were
racist, homophobic. Well, if people are messing with the family, they have to they have to protect themselves as well, something that is perhaps misunderstood.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And his name was Hader.
Right.
With a D or
with
T?
With a D.
I think I know him. The Pirates just swept five games from them before the break.
In your face.
Yes.
He did give up the go-ahead three-run homer in the eighth inning.
Somebody had to. They ran out of pitchers at the end of that game.
He says he was unaware the tweets had resurfaced until after he was done pitching.
And you don't want to be the manager that burns another manager's pitcher out.
They don't care as long as it's not their pitcher.
Oh, they do.
I apologize to the Jews.
You know, because they got to play each other.
I'm glad that happened. We don't have to talk about the all-sexual all-star game.
Well, we were going to move on, but then there was
Let's move on. Yeah.
And then we get to watch Danica Patrick host the ESPYs tonight.
Nobody's watching that.
Nope. We're going to watch.
Oh, some people are.
I know, but it's just.
No one in this room.
Bobcat Goldthwait's Misfits and Monsters is on True TV tonight, and Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's back.
Is on Paramount TV. Used to be
and I don't
Spike
watch
TV.
The ESPYs ever anyway. It's rich people saying you're great. No, you're great. No, you're great.
The ESPYs are redundant.
Yeah. And they're also just real people that get a lot of adulation all year long get more adulation that night.
It's like they got the four guys from the MVP of all the big four leagues, and then they give who's the MVP-est? Who cares? No, I don't think I've ever watched an ESPYs in its entirety.
Never.
Like, ever.
Never. Don't plan on it.
I don't think I've watched an ESPY more than 5 or 6 minutes.
Like I said, that Arthur Ashe Award is the only thing.
I didn't watch that.
Like I say, that I see in a clip later on.
Well, like I said, who's dying this week?
Jim Kelly.
Oh, he's not dying, though. He's actually going to be healthy.
Although they just said yesterday he's going to go, something came up, and he's going to go back for a checkup. And,
that's too bad, man.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly's too young.
Has he fought?
Tobacco's bad, kids.
Beating it twice?
Yeah,
didn't it come back once?
Yeah.
Twice or three times.
Twice or three times, tobacco, chewing tobacco is bad.
Now they said he's got to go back for some more surgery.
They said he needs a checkup because something came up. That was the words they used.
Yeah,
so they're being very vague.
I will. I might watch that clip later on.
Yeah, you can always watch the clip later on.
What are you writing down? Oh,
He made a Deadpool.
He wrote down Jim. Because usually he writes upside down for me to play some sort of clip over here. But he was writing that smaller in the corner, not upside down for me to see. And it was Jim Kelly.
Draft board.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you work your draft board. You hear stuff like that, you write it down, you set it aside, you look into it later on.
Craig helps you. He helps you with those. That was so creepy. It was so cool. Write it down. Oh, something
going on. It was that Grinch smile again, wasn't it?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. He went to a special folder.
Right.
So
I'm reading. There's a website out there. It's got 70 followers already. This guy's out of Wichita, too. TNT Future Deadpool Names is out there now. The last couple we've had are Crazy Foot Stabber, Crazy Craig, Craig Scandinavian Legs, Wayback Camel Smoker, Boob Shot. People will use these names. Two Big Flags, Todd's Milky Way Bulge.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of them on there.
I finally saw Boob Shot last night.
Oh, yeah?
I was watching that. My daughter wanted to watch that show, the Kevin Hart, the total knockout.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You see that?
Yeah, I saw what you were talking
that
about.
Episode,
I saw,
yeah, Logan's hit with a big ball, and he goes, Boob Shot!
And then she came in last.
Yeah. Well, her boobs were as big as those freaking balls I were throwing at
yeah,
her.
Yeah, no, they did not have her on the show because they thought she was going to win.
No.
I did like Kevin Hart as the host because he was
an easy thing. Just he's himself.
Well, he was basically he was laughing at the contestants, right, just like I was.
Yes, exactly.
Which I liked.
Yeah. That's what they should do more on that the American Ninja. They have to actually be real nice because it's heartwarming. But I love these stories where guys work out their whole lives and then fall. I love that.
Oh, I saw one just the other night.
I laugh at them. We told Eisman that too.
Yeah.
And even he kind of giggles sometimes.
Yeah.
But he also can't do that because it's an inspirational story. He works out every night and built something in his yard. He can't just say he can't let it go. That's what I always think when I watch it. Yeah. Oh, you can't let it go.
Just the problem with that show.
Stay in shape, fine, but when you have to really keep competing for no reason, yeah, you can't let it go.
That show needs villains.
I root against the good people. I never root for any of the good people in that show. Because I don't watch it much.
But there should be people you should outright
just dicks
root against.
Right.
And that the announcers can't.
Right.
Yeah. No, just the other night they
fell down.
They spent like 3 minutes on this little backstory package about this guy who had been on the show before.
Yep.
Wasn't a rookie or anything. Came out first obstacle, fell in the water. he was on the course for 6 seconds.
Then his parents took his jersey off in the crowd. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
We're horrible.
He's not my son.
I celebrated his humiliation.
Good. I like that.
Well, I think that's part of the appeal of the show. Even though they don't present them as villains, there's people like us who watch it. Just
want people to fall down.
Just for the crashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's even better if they like face plant into the padding or something falling down.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Now, the new Kevin Hart show is completely unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary.
TKO.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a summer fill-in thing, and he's just Kevin Hart cashing a paycheck.
Right. We already did Wipeout.
Yeah.
It's no different than that. There's absolutely no difference.
No, except for that. Kevin Hart laughs at people.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't take it. Yeah,
except that
he does laugh. I'll give him that.
Oh yeah,
that makes a big difference.
Laugh at people.
Yeah.
He makes fun of everybody because the other contestants are the ones like shooting the balls at the
right.
And like, what is he aiming at? This guy's he stinks. You know, he's just he's making fun of the contestants
it's
the whole
an easy
time.
Easy gig for him. You write down the Deadpool name, Craig. I saw you.
No.
That's how you play the Deadpool kids.
You
hear about
something
bad happening to somebody, and you write down their name in the corner of a piece of paper.
Right. You go, oh, that's too bad, and then you grab the folder and
write down a little name.
Okay.
Do you ever lose that little quote? Cause what paper? Oh, no, you're writing it down again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is
under your official.
That other piece of paper I hadn't turned over yet.
Oh,
scrap. And I wanted to make sure that I actually have one.
Jim Kelly's on the draft board. Craig's a bad guy.
Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.